This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've had a lineup of regular guests, and we've been able to, you know, enlighten a little bit and discuss, talk about the different things in the Wisconsin sports scene. And one of the regulars throughout has been CBS 58 sports anchor Scott Grodzki, who joins us right now on the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line. Grodzki, it's not a busy time for you, right? There's no football team getting ready for the Lions, no basketball team that's 1-3. It's not crazy right now.
Nah, and Marquette didn't have their first media availability today either, so it's all calm.
Just hanging out, twiddling the thumbs, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. This is a wild Wednesday, and Wednesday has always been an odd day because early in the year you don't read much into it, and late in the year you try not to read much into a Wednesday practice because of the injuries, because of the folks that are taking a day off because they need to, because the bodies are just not up to speed. But the sheer number of people that were missing time at practice today probably will lead some people to get, not panicky, but kind of a little concerned about things. But you're here to talk us off the ledge, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to be one of the ones who's super concerned about it. To me, the Wednesday practice is the least important of the three main practices of Thursday, Friday. So if tomorrow it's that same kind of list, then you got something to worry about. But today, I mean, I more so just want to hear what Jordan Love says. Not that he's going to say anything particularly specific, because he never does, because they're all very well coached with media stuff. But by the way, what he does say, you'll hear from Darius Joshua, CBS 58, 4 and 5. Aside from that plug, it's whatever. It's Wednesday and it's the middle of the season. It doesn't matter if Love misses a practice. It doesn't matter if anyone on that team misses a practice. It matters if they miss the next 2 days.
Right. And you're talking about, you know, 9-10 games in a row here with a bye week coming up. So it's a little bit different here, because obviously there's going to be a little bit of management there, because very soon they're going to have that week off. So if you could choose 80% of Jordan Love against the Lions and 2 weeks off after that, or Jordan Love not playing this week or next week, and then he's back at Chicago and all the games after, which of those two do you choose?
If he's only 80%, I think you sit him this week. I don't think they're going to do that. Matt LaFleur kind of scoffed at that when he was asked it on, what was it, Monday? So I think he's going to play as long as he's healthy enough to be out there. But you know what? We've seen twice now where him staying out there has gotten progressively worse in the game this season. I don't need to see it a third time. And I know this is as big a home game as they're going to have. And you know, hopefully he's better than 80% healthy. And then you do put him out there, because obviously it's not like it's an unimportant game. But in the grand scheme of things, it's still a regular season game in November, and it doesn't matter. And if him sitting means there's a better chance of him playing the Lions in January, that's what you need to focus on.
Yeah, there you go. And the trade deadline is coming up, so that throws an extra wrinkle on things. We had somebody mention in the last hour the idea of Malik Willis as a trade chip, which with the Love injuries, I know it's just not going to be possible.
Way.
Yeah, you just can't.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, too, is you could say, well, if Jordan Love is healthy, then maybe he is. But if Jordan Love is healthy, we would never have known that Malik Willis was Malik Willis, right?
Yeah, and also I don't know that you're going to get what you think you would from Malik Willis. He's still a backup quarterback who would have to be traded and learn the system in a week. And he did it once in Green Bay this year. I don't know that anyone's going to be wanting to ask him to do it again in a week or two. And even as good as Malik Willis has looked for the Packers when they've played him, he's looked good in a very specific offense that Matt LaFleur catered to him. in a very, very run-heavy, a lot of misdirection offense. Malik Willis hasn't necessarily shown that anything has changed from last year to where he's the guy you can put in when you're down 28-14 and lead a comeback by spraying the ball over the field. That's not who he is.
Would Packers fans have a reason to be upset if the Packers did literally nothing at the trade deadline, just no trades at all?
No, I think some will be because they always are. That's just what being a fan is. But I mean, I don't know. The Packers are never the most active team at the deadline, and I don't want to, you know, just because this trade didn't happen at the deadline doesn't mean the Malik Willis trade didn't happen. That was a massive deal. And again, not a trade, a free agent acquisition, but Brandon McManus, a massive deal to bring him in. Those are two guys who probably saved the team, what, 2-3 wins already and were at week 8. I mean, the Packers are pretty solidly constructed where they're at. They don't love making these midseason additions. And so, you know, you hear names of Max Crosby and stuff like that floating around. Would that be great? Of course it would. But it's just not who they are. And they don't have the need for it the same way that, you know, like an Aiden Hutchinson and the Lions do.
Scott Grodzki, CBS 58 sports anchor. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott Grodzki. How easy? At Scott Grodzki. Darius is at Darius Joshua TV. I'm over here.
Yeah, I got there fast enough.
That's right.
Aren't you in like Australia or something?
Yeah. And the dude, his last actual tweet was in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like 2008 or 2009, and then there was one of those spam bots that got him in 2011, and he threw a tweet out there. I have complained to Twitter. I have tried to ban the account at Kevin Holden. I have done so much for this dude who's got 8 followers out there, and here I am sitting at 321Q Kevin because, you know, what are you going to do, right? I don't want to throw a number at the end of my name. It makes it sound like I'm trying to be an athlete. Well,
you could throw the TV there. I think that was a good thing to put in there, but there's a Scott Grodzki in Massachusetts who every once in a while I have to fight with for stuff, but I got here first for sure.
Smart. That's a man who's smart right there. Scott, it's 4 games, and they just happen to be the first 4 for the Milwaukee Bucks. This loss to the Celtics, just the bumps in the road that have happened over the first 4 games. Is this a case of as a fan base, people are going to read a little more into it because of how bumpy that entire regular season was last year, the midseason coaching change, the first round exit. Are those things factoring into the fact that 1-3 is getting people on edge this year?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it feels like it's a spiritual sequel to last year where, you know, as much as they didn't look great with Adrian Griffin, they certainly had a better record with Griffin than they did with Doc Rivers. And the stuff that we've seen looks similar. It's some different schemes, some different setups, but they're still having issues running teams off the 3-point line. So I think there's a lot of fear in what happened last year being repeated. But to me, the biggest change that I've seen so far is how much better Giannis and Damian Lillard look together in the 2-man game. They haven't necessarily looked great when they've been on the court separately, but together they have a lot more flow. And until Chris comes back, it's not like this team's going to miss the playoffs. We don't have to worry about 1-3 turning into 20-62. Eventually, Chris will come back. I think that's the thing I'm more scared about is how every time there's an availability about Chris Middleton, it's, well, sounds good. He's coming back soon. We'll see. And, you know, now here we are 2 weeks in. But I think eventually he comes back, and when he does, you start to see what the team actually is.
Do you if you're the Bucks, do you put some emphasis on going to find some help defensively right now, like early in the year, so that it's not something you do in January or February? Do you try to tweak with the bottom of it to add some more defense to the roster?
No, I mean, I understand where that's coming from, and I think especially with the bigs, you might at some point see some movement on something. But to me, I don't. If I was John Horst, I don't want to overreact to anything until I see what the team looks like with Chris. He's still an all-star when he is healthy. He still can play at that level. He showed in the playoffs when he dropped 40 that he can still play at that level. So I wouldn't want to make any drastic changes until I see how the actual 2024-2025 Bucks look, and you don't know that until he's playing.
Okay, so we heard a little bit of the shameless self-promotion. We know that Darius Joshua will have Packers reports on CBS 58 at 4 and 5. This is your opportunity. What else to shamelessly self-promote? It's all you, man.
Well, you know me. I love self-promotion. I love talking about myself. It's just who I am. So I would say be sure to follow me on Twitter at 321QKevin. That's what I got.
Dude, so I literally while you were saying that, I've got a response on Twitter from an account that's named Smoking Joe Prunty. I love that account.
Yeah, you know what? While you're following 321QKevin, follow Smoking Joe Prunty too.
The funny thing is his actual Twitter name is something completely at Tyler from Tech. I don't know what that is, but Smoking Joe Prunty is just man.
Does he have a good avatar too or no?
It's okay. So it's a picture of Joe Prunty, but let me see here. Oh, he's pointing. It's Joe Prunty pointing in a very. Like, you know, Joe Prunty had his level of menacing, his top level of menacing on a 1 to 10 was about a 2.5. That's Prunty at 2.5.
Ooh, okay.
I'm pointing at you. I'm not belittling Joe Prunty. I like Joe Prunty a lot. That's his demeanor, right? Joe Prunty was, I don't know if he's ever screamed. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's his style, right? Scott, for sure. Really appreciate it, man. Good luck to you, and we'll be watching to see what happens on CBS 58 in the days to come. Any more Packers games on the air?
On 58?
Yeah,
I think we're out this year.
Yeah, I was trying to remember.
Yeah, the Texans one was our last one.
That was it. Okay, sorry, that wasn't trying to put anybody on the spot. I just legitimately could not remember. The station ended up with 3 Packers games this year, but they were all very early in the year, so. So
yeah,
that's our.
It was Rams, Texans, and Vikings.
Vikings, yeah, and the Vikings game is their most recent loss.
Yeah, I know we got Wisconsin, Minnesota at the end of the year. It's definitely a CBS game.
Oh, that is going to be fun. Battle for the Axe on 58. It'll be great. Scott, really appreciate your time, man. Enjoy it.
Happy to join. Yep.
Thanks, Scott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.